Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We find our pal Albert Breer, get a little inside skinny on what's going on, not just with Terry McLaurin, but all over the NFL. If you're not following Albert at Albert Breer on social, you're missing out. Lead content strategist at the MMQB, one of their senior NFL reporters. Albert, thank you for the time. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me, Grant.
You got it, man. So let's start with Terry McLaurin here. Jordan Schultz came out with a report today, and it seems like there's animus and maybe some acrimony that we weren't anticipating, that he's got this as McLaurin being really upset and was supposed to be here and then unexpectedly isn't. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now, if you ask me, like, where this is. And I think it's just sort of the, you know, I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree these things do get bumpy. And I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded over the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a 3. You know what I mean, per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market's gone. You know, obviously last year Justin Jefferson gets 35 and you know, and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But like I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who he gets traded to Pittsburgh and he gets 33 per year on a 4-year deal. So you know, I think those comps are out there, and you know, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way, and that's sort of where we are right now.
Yeah, to that point, Albert, I mean, nobody's panicking around here, I think, mostly because there's no way this one doesn't get done, right? I mean, I can understand everything you just said. I think everyone rubber stamps. I get from Terry's perspective, and I get from the team going, it may not be in our best interest to overpay, quote-unquote, a guy that's going to be 30 this year. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he's older, you know, and that's fair. That's part of it, you know, and it's going to mark his approach, too. You know, like, I think if you're Terry, you got to look at it and say, like, is this my last bite at the apple? You know, like, so you got to make sure that you're doing the right thing for yourself in that sort of situation. I mean, look, like here's my feeling on it. Like, I'm not telling you what DQ is thinking, what Cliff's thinking, what AP is thinking. I'm not telling you any of that. I'm just telling you what I think. And I look at it like, and I think if you look at like paying him and guaranteeing him 3 years, let's just say you have to guarantee something into the third year to get him signed. And let's say it's in the 30s somewhere. Based on who Terry McLaurin is, do you think you're going to regret doing that in 2027?
No.
You know, like, and that's right. The thing is, like, I just, that to me is, like, the end of the day, that's the answer.
That's,
I mean,
it, yeah.
Sometimes we can be in these situations where, and I really, I do think it can be a good guidepost to, like, kind of, like, look at it this way. I mean, sometimes teams are in those situations and you can say yes, maybe they would. I think there's like a decent example in Pittsburgh right now. Like, TJ Watt's a great player, but he's been really beat up like the last few years, right? So like, you could see a scenario where if Pittsburgh guarantees something into 2027, that may not like wind up looking great. I just think with Terry, based on his history, his durability, his reliability, the fact like how nuanced his game is, right? Like his game, like it's a little bit different than even DK. Like DK, so much of DK Metcalf's game is based on being physically overwhelming, right? So what happens if he loses a step? I don't think that really applies to Terry, right? Like, because I think Terry's going to be the type of guy who's refined, so refined as a player that he'll be able to sort of reinvent himself when he needs to, you know. So I just, that's the way I look at it, guys. Is like I think there's a low chance that you're going to regret paying him into 2027 with some level of guaranteed money. I think there's a low chance that you're going to regret paying him a certain number, and I think there's a pretty good chance that, like, when you pay him, the rest of the locker room is going to look at it like, yeah, like, that's the guy you pay. You know right. What I mean? Like, and that's another piece to it, too, when you're talking about program building. It's like, you know, when you're still early in your tenure, and I think we talked about this last year, you know, on with you guys. It's like, you're trying, you know, with how you spend draft picks, how you spend money, you're sort of sending a message to the locker room on what you reward. And I don't think there could be a better guy to exemplify what you want to reward than Terry McLaurin.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Albert Breer.
Now you guys are making me sound like an evangelist for the guy. I don't think anything I said is untrue, right?
No, totally not.
No, that's absolutely the point, yeah.
Very fair. Albert Breer is with us on Grant and Danny. So I want to tread lightly here because I don't love asking people to talk about other people's reporting, and I would hate for a Starbucks 2.0 that involved Albert Breer here.
Yeah.
But I am just curious about the, like, on a scale of, my sense of this all along has been there's a 1% chance that they don't get something done because McLaurin's lieutenant commander and, you know, he's going to want to be here, and more importantly, they're going to want to pay him for all the stuff that he's done in building this program up. And then the opposite end of this is, like, he's mad and he's showing up and storming out and he doesn't think that they're respecting him or whatever. And maybe that's overstated, sure. But that's kind of the tone, to some extent, of that report. Like, where are we on that pendulum?
I mean, it's not in a great place now, like I said, right? Like, so I would acknowledge that. The second thing I would say is it would take a lot for me to get into a fist fight these days. So just so you guys know, I got my fair share of bar fights and whatnot when I was younger. I think it would take a family member being in danger.
That's kind of my threshold.
Yeah, I'm all
point.
Set now, Albert. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You guys are there too. I'm good. Good.
It's just I'm so tired, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't even know if I get one of my friends back at this point. Like, right. It might have to be a blood relative.
Yeah.
I think one thing that can inform people on this too is just sort of where these things have gone, you know, and really this goes back to me to the 2011 CBA where, you know, things would get ugly in the summer, if you guys remember before that. And then they tightened up the holdout rules, and so nobody could hold out anymore. And then it started to happen again, you know, like with Aaron Donald and a few others before the most recent CBA, and they tightened them up even more. The reason I'm saying that is because this is the time of the year for a player to make it ugly. This is the time of the year for a player to make his point. Because of the way the system works, they can really be penalized if they take these holdouts into the summer and it gets ugly in the summer. So it usually is in the best interest of a player. Like, if you are going to do something like this, and if you are going to, do something to try to make your point in a loud way, the spring is the time to do it. And again, like, I think, like, when it's somebody like Terry, who's so well respected, obviously you've got power to get the attention of everybody, because this isn't a guy who's generally a malcontent.
Albert Breer with us here on Grant and Danny. Let's go league wide here, Albert. Anthony Richardson, looks like some bad news, huh?
Yeah. So, like, I learned a long time ago that whenever there's an injury to a quarterback's throwing shoulder, never believe the most downplaying of it is, right? Like, whoever's trying to downplay it, but don't believe that, because that's a quarterback's moneymaker. Those situations can linger. And this is an example of a situation like that lingering, right? Like, it's like once a quarterback starts injuring his throwing shoulder, it's almost tough for them to get back in front of that. And so, like, I think it's just unfortunate for him, because this was such a critical year for him. And, you know, like, they obviously weren't 100% sold on where he was. Otherwise, they wouldn't have brought in Daniel Jones to compete for the job. So now the door is wide open for Daniel Jones to win the job. And if that happens, I mean, we may not see Anthony Richardson as a Colts quarterback again. You know what I mean? Like, if he's the backup the whole year, well, then, like, I mean, of course, whoever's in charge in 2026, like, they're going to go into 2026 probably looking for a quarterback. So I think it's a good example of what happens when you reach at the position. And, you know, I do think the Colts, to some degree, have predetermined in 2023 that they were going to take a quarterback in the first round, come hell or high water, because they had gone through, you know, in the aftermath of Andrew Luck, Jacoby Brissett, Carson Wentz, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, right? Like, so they come out of that and they say, okay, like, we're going to take one now. Well, it turns out they took the third quarterback in a two quarterback draft, which is always the risk, again, with predetermining that you're going to take a quarterback in the draft.
Albert, weird question. I want to pick the Bills against the Ravens here, but I was thinking about this last night. Baltimore's been in the same spot for a few years where they're just kind of chipping away and knocking at the door, and you feel like maybe they can win a Super Bowl any year of the last five. They've won 14 and 11 and 10 and 13 and 12 games over the last six seasons. And basically 1 year shorter window, but six straight double-digit win seasons for Buffalo. Allen's in kind of a similar boat to Allen, where they both just had to deal with being in the same conference as Mahomes. But what would you say, first off, is kind of the state of the union on the Ravens, who have a big extension that they signed, a big celebratory press conference coming up now with their wide receiver, Zay Flowers. But then also, of those two teams, do you like that comp of, like, they're both really good? We know year in and year out they're going to come out of their division. But until they win a Super Bowl, it just feels stagnant.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about that on our podcast this morning, me and Connor O'Rourke. And I think it's I sort of view them as similar. You know what I mean? Like, in that, like, they're both. I mean, it's fair to say Super Bowl or bust. You know, we're doing this series where it's like, what's a realistic expectation for each of the teams, right? Like, and if you're a fan, like, what would make you happy with the year? And, you know, I kind of came to the conclusion with both those teams, like, where it's like, I can't blame, like, either of those fan bases for being disappointed if they don't at least make it to the Super Bowl, because it's such a rare thing to have a quarterback like that, right? Like, and you in Washington, you guys are starting to feel that, I'm sure, like, that Jaden Daniels is going to get there and be that quarterback. And I just, you know, you only have so long with when you have a guy like that. And so every year is precious. And I think, you know, like, for both Baltimore and Buffalo, this is a really important era for them to break through and find a way to get there. And there are a number of quarterbacks where they're so good that I put their teams in that category. Unfortunately for the two of them, like, most of those teams are in the AFC, you know, and not everybody can go. So I think that's sort of where they are.
Albert, we're going to let you go so you can go work here, because we got a big breaking story in the NFL, but we want a quick reaction NFL media saying that Aaron Rodgers is officially going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers, is on his way to Pittsburgh. Your thoughts on that?
Not surprised. Not surprised. So here we are. Yeah. It's been the deal's been in place for a while now, and yeah, here we go.
All right, we know you got work to do. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.